All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court for Tuesday, August 13th, 2024. We'll call this meeting to order. And as always, we'll begin our meeting with an invocation today led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Arnold, if you feel led to rise.
And if you don't mind, would you please bow your heads? Father, we come before you one more time, asking that you put that divine wisdom in each and every member of this commissioner's court, but not just this commissioner's court. We ask that you do that to the elected officials in Jefferson County. And without a doubt, we ask that you take care of our loved ones that's on the military front, standing for our democracy. And without a doubt, I want you to make sure you put your loving arms around each and every employee of Jefferson County, because we are here to serve you, the citizens of Jefferson County. This we ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join us in the pledge. Pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our meeting with a time of public comment. If anybody has a comment they wish to make about any item that's on today's agenda, you may approach the lectern. If you are calling in from a remote location, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line. Hearing none, we will. Yes, sir? Are you referencing something that's on today's agenda?
No, sir.
Okay, we don't have a time of open public comment, but we will talk. Be happy to talk to you afterwards individually. We'll begin with items under purchasing. Purchasing item A is consider and approve specifications for invitations for bid for Jefferson County Correctional Facility renovations to buildings A and C. Pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and two Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326, funded by the ARPA funding. Item B is consider and approve specifications for invitations for bid for a term contract for larvicidal oils for Jefferson County Mosquito Control. Item C is consider and approve award execute receive and file professional services agreement for the Erie Street Extension Design Project with Fitz and Shipman in the amount of $229,390 in accordance with the request for statements of qualifications for professional engineering design and architectural services for Jefferson County. Item D is consider and approve execute receive and file an auction of surplus property as authorized by local government code section 263.152A1 by Horns Auction Company. Is that for broken or obsolete item? Or for just excess? Okay. And the auction is scheduled for Saturday, September 7th, 2024 at 9 a.m. Do I have a motion on those items under purchase?
Second.
I've been moved and seconded by Commissioners Erickson and Alford. Any discussion?
No discussion. Thank you to the engineering department on that Fritz and Shipman so we can start that process for Erie Street.
All right, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Under County Auditor, we have just a couple of items. Item A is consider and approve a budget transfer to the Sheriff's Department for replacement of two wrecked vehicles in the amount of $97,000. Item B is consider and approve electronic disbursement for $1,800,000 to the State Comptroller for the second half of the intergovernmental transfer for indigent health care county funds. Item C is to discuss the proposed tax rate for 2024 for fiscal year 2024-2025. Item D is consider and approve proposing a tax rate of 0.357 for tax year 2024, fiscal year 2024-2025, and schedule a public hearing on the proposed tax rate for Tuesday, September 17th, 2024 at 10:30 a.m. in the Commissioner's Courtroom. Item E is consider and approve a revised Exhibit A for subrecipient agreement for American Rescue Plan Act coronavirus state and local fiscal recovery funds with Land Manor originally approved by Commissioner's Court on September 26, 2023, with no change in the amount of funding. Item F is regular county bills, check numbers 519971 through 520217. Do I have a motion on those items under auditing?
So second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Arnold and Alford. And discussion?
Judge, I want you to at least say something. I know you read it on D, that tax rate, because that is a little different from what we've had in the past.
Yeah, so our tax rate, well, I think in 2005 it was $0.42, then it went down to 37.5 cents, then it went to 36.5 cents, then it went to 0.35.9 cents, and so we're reducing it a little bit more to 0.35.7 cents this year. It is a proposal. We will still raise additional revenue because of new property coming onto the rolls, as well as some changes in appraised values out there. But the tax rate itself is planned to go down, assuming that we pass everything on September 7th.
Yes.
Well, what's the date for our final adoption of the budget?
It's also September 17th. We'll do the tax rate and the budget.
Now, do we only have to have one or two public hearings?
We only have to have one.
Okay.
So we did post on the website about the tax information, and then we will be putting this in the paper for this public hearing and some items on the website as
well. Okay, so we will have a no new revenue calculation notice that will be placed in the newspapers of general circulation prior to the September 17th
hearing. Correct.
And I know this tax rate puts us in the lower tier of counties in Texas. At one time, we were about
two-thirds. Yeah.
Yeah. So, out of 254 counties, we've been the ninth lowest. And so that means that 245 were higher than us. We're reducing it again. Strange as it may seem, Dallas County and Ector County have lower tax rates. Dallas County, because there's no real unincorporated area in Dallas County. It's all city, so they don't really have any county roads or bridges to take care of. And Ector County, because of the value of their oil reserves in the ground, provides them so much revenue that they're lower than us, way out there in Midland, Odessa area. But anyway.
The good side of that too, Judge, is, you know, it's because we're bringing on new businesses and things of that nature. That's a plus for our county, because that means something is going well with the abatements and different things that we have done to attract corporate.
I believe about half of the new revenue that we'll be bringing in is for new associated with new property.
Okay.
All right. And we will get those publications noticed. The state law still requires us to say in our notices that we're raising taxes,
right,
but we're actually lowering the tax rate. But we'll bring in a couple of million dollars more in additional revenue because of new property and so forth.
Thank you, Judge.
So, all right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And under County Commissioners, lastly, we have one item to consider possibly approving and authorize County Judge to execute, receive, and file a pipeline permit 08-P-24 between Jefferson County and Golden Triangle Storage LLC pipeline project for the purpose of running a 4-inch pipeline and 2-inch fiber optic cable encased in steel across County Road, Hildebrandt Road. And that's located in Precinct Number 2. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Erickson and Senegal and Arnold. And any discussion?
As usual, I just want to thank the engineering department, Michelle and her crew, for keeping everything straight with these folks. We appreciate that.
All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And that completes our regular agenda. Is there anything any member of the Commissioner's Court or any elected official wishes to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action?
I would, Judge.
Yes?
And it is, as everybody knows, it's back to school time. And we said it in the past. Of course, we have all this expansion in our interstate going on. And I notice much more traffic on the road. Please drive friendly. We have kids out there. Please be safe, because it's very important.
Anything else? All right, if there's nothing further, thank you all so very much for being here today, and we are adjourned.